Good morning. Before I begin, I would like to set the record straight regarding the provincial discussions last month. There was no government offer. We were negotiating with the Ontario Public School Boards Association, OPSBA. The 12% salary increase has always been acceptable. What derailed the deal were the conditions placed on the money by OPSBA. We put an offer on the table that was within the government parameters and that preserved existing teacher rights. Now let me tell you what we will be taking place in our local contract negotiations. All 73,000 teacher and occasional teacher members of the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario have been working without contracts since August 31st, 2008. Over the past 4 months, there has been very little, if any, real progress in moving towards the negotiation of new contracts. This is because local school boards have not been fully engaged at the bargaining tables. They have been stalling because they have been waiting for a provincial agreement. In fact, in virtually every case, they have chosen to not table their full bargaining positions and have been reserving the right to do so at some later time. We are here today to make it clear that that time has arrived, and we expect that all school boards will now table their full packages. The public school boards of this province have no more excuses. Their chosen representatives through the Ontario Public School Boards Association, OPSBA, on December 5th rejected ETFO's offer, which would have created a provincial discussion table, PDT agreement that would have provided the basis for negotiating local collective agreements. As ETFO made clear in the weeks leading up to December 5th, the solutions necessary for reaching agreement at the public elementary level, given the inequality and unfairness in funding between elementary and secondary students and the current fiscal realities of the province, would require creativity in how the limited resources available could be allocated. ETFO demonstrated such creativity and our commitment to public elementary education in Ontario when we presented an offer to OPSBA that was within the government's fiscal parameters, that would have created 1,500 high-quality jobs in a province that is struggling to create employment, and provided enhanced programming and more specialist teachers to enrich learning experiences for all elementary students. Regardless of OPSBA's claims, I will once again state for the record that the ministry officials costed every aspect of ETFO's proposal and had no objection to it. We were shocked that OPSBA rejected it. The reasons why OPSBA rejected our proposal are clear. They intended to use the provincial framework talks to claw back most of the improved working conditions that we had bargained for in 2005. They wanted teachers to include language in their local collective agreements that would have stripped away their existing rights and undermined the professional autonomy. That is why the talks failed. What arbitrators have never awarded to the boards, OPSBA was trying to force into agreements at the provincial bargaining table. By proposing these strips, they broke the ground rules that the government facilitators had established at the outset of these discussions. One point that has not been fully reported is that OPSBA demanded ETFO accept conditions that OPSBA in just the previous week had not demanded when they signed a provincial discussion table agreement with the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation. In so doing, OPSBA demonstrated conclusively the contempt they have for the professionalism of every one of the 73,000 elementary teachers they employ. And the school boards have made it clear that their desire to destroy the professional autonomy of elementary teachers is more important to them than the needs of the students in their care or the economic interests of the people of Ontario. It is inconceivable to us that OPSBA would expect public elementary teachers to accept less funding than their provincial counterparts in the separate and French systems, and have public elementary students receive fewer resources because OPSBA broke the ground rules. Now, with the provincial agreement off the table, we will not accept any more foot dragging by the boards. Meaningful and constructive contract negotiations must take place at the local level. Today, we are putting the boards on notice. We will no longer accept their excuses that they cannot provide better learning conditions for elementary students and fairer working conditions for their teachers. Local boards must understand that we have not and are not now asking for any more money than was given to Catholic and French elementary students. All parents with children separate French or public elementary schools have paid their education taxes. There is no need and absolutely no justification to punish public elementary students. Now is the time to move forward. We are demanding that the boards table their full submissions to ATVO negotiators by the end of January so we can proceed with meaningful discussions. If the boards take the same position as their provincial counterparts and demand strips to the existing rights of our members, we will initiate strike votes. These votes shall be a precursor to job actions. The deadline is February 13th, 2009. The problem has been that whenever we've tried to negotiate, and we've tried to make the best use of the time available to us, on any of the substantial issues, the boards have reserved the right to table those issues later in anticipation that there might be a provincial solution. And February 13th is the deadline for us to have received from all school boards their full submissions and will be the point at which we will begin to take strike votes. Let me be clear. We placed upon the table a unique and extraordinary position that I don't believe any union in the province of Ontario has to the date done. We accepted, or were prepared to accept, taking less salary, in fact being the lowest paid teachers in the province after 4 years, in exchange for that money being used to create 1,500 jobs. And from everything I've seen, this economy, this province needs those jobs. Those jobs would have been specialist teachers that would have gone into the schools to enhance the programming and learning of elementary students. The 1,500 teachers is costed exactly in the manner in which the government dictated it had to be. And from our perspective, those jobs are what students need and what Ontario needs. In fact, if these had been truly negotiations between ourselves and the provincial government, we would have been able to reach a settlement. And that settlement would have been good for the economy, would have been good for students. It's the school boards that chose a different option. They chose to place strips ahead of students, and that's why we're here today. We didn't ask for more money in a struggling economy. We lived within the parameters that the government set on how that money could be used. And we took the risk and the liability on of taking less salary on a go-forward basis in the future so that that could be translated into better classrooms and more jobs. The position that we took was completely respectful of the investment that the government was prepared to make. We did not ask for additional dollars to be injected into this contract. We simply used the money that they had made available in a more creative way to address the real concerns that I believe parents have for their elementary students, and that's to create better classroom situations. But we did not ask in this four-year agreement for any more dollars to be allocated at the elementary level than had previously been allocated by the government. Well, the real question is to what degree the Ontario Public School Boards Association and the school boards of this province believe that they can ask of elementary teachers more than they asked of their secondary counterparts. The very week previous to December 5th, they settled an agreement with the Secondary School Teachers of this Federation where they demanded none of the strips that they demanded from elementary teachers. Among the gaps that exist, clearly there's a gap in terms of respect for what the work of elementary teachers entails. I believe that the government should put pressure on OPSPA to accept the proposal that we placed on the table. We're trying to make it clear that the issue of the gap is detrimental to elementary students' education. And given the confines and the parameters that the government set, we have done as much as we can creatively do, without asking for any additional dollars because of the economic situation, to at least begin to narrow that gap. We are not abandoning that because it is a fundamental principle and for which there is no continued justification. But we've recognized that it may take longer, particularly given the economic circumstances we find. But the point of the matter is what we offered, given those limitations, was an extraordinary offer where we took the liability of having less salary at the end of 4 years and in exchange for doing that to improve students' education. But I've already visited the York region 2 nights ago, and I was in Windsor last night. The members were very clear there. They were clear for two things. Improve the learning conditions of the students in our care and do not take strips that the school boards might propose. The strips included rolling back the issue of supervision, to increasing more than doubling the supervision requirements of elementary teachers in the province of Ontario. It suggested to us that no longer were teachers capable of deciding what to do with their planning time, that all additional planning time would now be directed by a principal. It also attempted to overturn arbitrations and arbitration awards that had been won. And let me be clear, all of those things were outside of the ground rules that had been set at the outset of these discussions last February. Given the current circumstances, our members expect that the educational opportunities for elementary students be improved, and they do not expect to be asked to give more, to have less professional autonomy, take strips to their collective agreements, and be treated fundamentally differently than their secondary colleagues that work for the same employer. If these negotiations had been between ourselves and the government, that we would now be looking to finalize contracts. It is the position of the Ontario Public School Boards, which is completely different than the position they took with secondary teachers, that has created the situation we find ourselves in today. I believe that the public would like to believe that when a government is prepared to commit the money that they were prepared to commit, that the school boards and the trustees, their elected representatives, would not stand in the way of that money being provided for students. The elementary teachers are being asked to accept very different conditions than any other union this province was asked to accept in getting similar contracts. If it wasn't for OPSPA, if this had truly been a negotiation between ourselves and the government, I have full confidence that we would have found a settlement and none of this would have been necessary. We want two things. We want, first of all, the school boards to actually come to the table prepared to discuss the full scope of bargaining and table all of their positions. And secondly, we want that to be done in a context that would actually bring some hope that we can negotiate a settlement. Failing to do that will initiate strike votes following February 13th. The full scope of bargaining is now an obligation on the part of the school boards. That's what needs to happen. We need significant sign of progress. If they're not prepared to do it by February 13th, I think that sends another signal of disrespect for elementary teachers in this province.